Wouldn't it be nice if cancer could be diagnosed and treatment monitored without painful biopsies or expensive scans, say with a simple blood test? Well, that's becoming possible by detecting what are called circulating tumour cells. That's what Associate Professor Therese Becker's working on at the Ingham Institute for Applied Medical Research at Liverpool Hospital in southwest Sydney.
Circulating tumour cells are cells from solid tumours that get shed into the bloodstream. And they can settle at other organs and form secondary tumours, which we call metastases. And we can actually isolate those tumour cells, although they're very rare. We can isolate them from the blood and they give us a lot of information about the original tumour.
So how rare are they?
If we have 10 milliliters of blood, we might have billions of red blood cells and white blood cells, but only 1 or 10 or 100 circulating tumour cells at any given time.
One in billions.
So we have to isolate those cells from all the other normal blood cells.
How do you do that?
We attach magnetic beads specifically to the tumour cells via antibodies that recognise the surface of the tumour cells, and we literally can pull them by magnetic force.
And what's the value of knowing that there are these circulating tumour cells in the blood?
Simply knowing that those cells are there and knowing how many can be prognostic.
So if you've got a particularly aggressive tumour, it's likely to be throwing off more cells into the bloodstream.
Yeah, and we can monitor the numbers also in response to treatment. And once we have isolated those cells, we can further analyze them into the molecular build of those cells. And that will change the treatment, which is best for the patient.
And some people are talking about using them for diagnosis of cancer in the first place.
Yes, but not every tumor has already started to shed cells. But I mean, there's good preliminary data, especially for really nasty cancers like pancreatic cancer. This is normally only diagnosed once the patients are already very ill, and patients that are at high risk because of familial background, if we could screen them for circulating tumour cells, that may be very beneficial.
So tell me about your work with circulating tumour cells and bowel cancer.
We have one PhD student working on this, and she's looking at response to treatment.
Any results yet?
That particular study will probably take 2 years to be finished.
And what are you working on yourself?
One study that I'm doing is in melanoma, and melanoma cells are different, and I have found antibodies that we can couple to those magnetic beads that are very promising, and I've started to look at a few patients so far, and yeah, it looks that we can isolate circulating melanoma cells now and tell the clinicians what treatment. We are often able to have those cells detected much earlier than a CT scan can detect a lump. And even those patients that are on our trials may benefit if we can say to the clinician, look, this patient has now a mutation that shows us he or she will not benefit from this drug alone. That can already, at least in the trial cases, change the treatment.
Associate Professor Therese Becker is at the Ingham Institute for Applied Medical Research at Liverpool Hospital in Sydney. I'm Norman Swan, and this has been the Health Report. I'll see you next week.